Blog Talk Radio.
My mother is 95 years old, and one of the things that she said to us as a family, as she plans to go home to be with the Lord, is that she wants us to work together. You know, that's a good thing. And God, if we ask the question, where did that come from? It came from God. Man was created in God's own image and in our naive state, of doing what's right. Things like that come forth. Work together. Be together. Love each other. God says that to us as children. He wants his children to work together, to be together, to help each other, to stand together, and to be in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He wants us to, as children, to support each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we are trying our best to work together on this line, asking people to work together regardless of denominations. And one of the things we're trying to do is pray together. We can pray together, and we can praise together. I'm asking you all to come to Kansas City on September the 17th as we pray together and work together. You never can tell what God is up to, but he's up to something. Spoke to my heart and said, invite him, make a sacrifice for me. You know, people will make a sacrifice for everything else under the sun. And he showed me in the vision where people have put him on their priority list way down. Everything is most important to them. Hey, you're on your way to work this morning. It's most important. People, their weight is most important. Their car is most important. Their job is most important. Any kind of money they can get is most important. That son, that daughter, the clothing they have on is most important. And he said he's way down on the list. He's not at the top. They say he's at the top, but that's a lie. It's not the truth. It is not the truth. He's way down on the list. Maybe 16, 17, near the bottom of your priority list. And God said it wounds him. He's bruised and wounded because he's the one who gave you that son, and yet you put the son above him. He's the one who gave you that daughter, and yet you put the daughter above him. He's the one who gave you that job, and yet you put the job above him as importance to you. He's the one who gave you that car. He's the one who gave you that house, the clothing you have on. He provided for you, the shoes on your feet. He blessed you to get it. Any little money you got, he blessed you to get it. And yet, all these things are more important to you, as proof in the pudding, than he is. And it wounds him. He's bruised over it. And so I want to admonish you, if you would, consider this. Consider what I'm saying this morning, because you can say all day long, oh, no, that's not true in my life. Yeah. But when you really look at it, anything you respond to quickly is more important than he is. Because if you got a phone call today, and thank God, and we don't receive this, but if you got a phone call today and your sister had dropped dead, you say, oh, I got to go. I'll stop it. You stop everything. Because, you know, that's important to you. Graduating from high school, you stop everything. I got to be there. I don't care what's going on. I got to be there. And God said, I never received that of my people. Everything is more important than me. And then he spoke to my heart. He said, invite the people to Kansas City for a sacrificial day for me. And let's see who will put me at the top of their list to make a sacrifice. He said, this is not about Bernard Johnson. He said, make it completely about me to see who will stop and put me at the top. And I'm doing it and inviting you to come. If you come in, just call me and give me a reservation that you're coming. Amen. 913-766-1349. 913-766-1349. God bless you. This is a wonderful time to give God praise. Let's pray and give him praise. Heavenly Father, I've said what I believe that you were leading me to say. I don't want to be guilty of the sin of omission, that I omit the things that you've spoken to me to say and spoken to me and told me to do. But be with us on this prayer line and let the Holy Ghost take over, because the Holy Ghost can move like none other. Amen. And let people be healed. Let them be touched and delivered in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we give you the adoration. I want to pray for our nation, Lord, this morning, that you would help us. Oh, God, you know the rules and regulations and the laws that have been passed in different states concerning things like same-sex marriage and other things. And, God, as we study the history of nations in the world, we have noticed that every nation that embraces same-sex marriage against what God said to be fruitful and multiply has dwindled down to nothing and been erased off the face of the earth. And I want to ask you, Lord, please help America. How can a nation continue if there's no birth, and two men cannot give birth, and two women cannot give birth? Against your rules and regulations, we ask that you would have mercy and somehow let our nation catch hold, that we made a mistake, in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you've done, and I'm asking you for mercy and grace for our nation. Help us, Lord, and bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. All these people on the prayer line, I'm praying for them in every nation across the world, over 194. I'm asking you to touch them, help them supply their every need. Let the anointing destroy every yoke on this prayer line. In Jesus' mighty name, bless, bless, bless. Bless, bless, bless. And thank you again and again and again and again and again. And I'm praying properly in the name of the Lord Jesus. And for the glory of God, we pray. Look on those persons on their way to work. Look on those who are already at work. Look on those who are getting ready. And Lord, bless them. Praying for jobs on this prayer line, Lord, that you would give incredible jobs that pay great, great money, that they may be supported and help support your work in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you that there be an exchange of wealth from Satan's kingdom to the people of God. For we know that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Let it happen, Lord. Let us see it. I'm asking you, let us see it in our lifetime. And if possible, according to your schedule, let us see it soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless all of y'all on this wonderful prayer line. Presence of the Lord is here. You can feel him in the atmosphere. Oh, God. Thank you. I want to ask you all everywhere to voice your opinion. I said, I want you to voice your opinion. Is God real or is he not? If he is real, voice your opinion by giving him praise. Amen. If you think he's not real and this is just a fairy tale that you go through, type of genre that we're in, nothing. But if you think he's real and you believe he is in your room, why would you not? Your mama taught you. When somebody comes in the room, speak to them. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's give him praise and adoration. Is he deserving of your praise? Father, I praise you and I magnify you. Come on, everybody. Praise check.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
God, in him will I trust. All right, the line is open to you. Who's first to give us what you might call an inspirational little talk, a message on that? The line's open to you. Saints of God, come on now. Come on. Jump in there and talk about that. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Good morning
to you. Identify yourself and go, all right?
This is 816, and that's really what Charles Gray. I am thanking God for that verse this morning of confirmation. God is my refuge. As myself, and I know others, we are learning to pray, make our requests known for the Lord in regarding employment. I am thanking God that He is my refuge, that I am learning that even in Galatians 6-9, just to combine with the verse that you gave, Ambassador Chief, promotion comes from the south, east, north, and the west. It does not come from me. And so I thank God that He continually to remind us that He is our refuge. He is our forte. He is our all in all. He is our everything that we need. It's already blueprinted out. I thank God that the back door can be closed, and then we can understand that He is our refuge. And I'm just speaking maybe just for me, that I understand that my hope lies in Jesus. Thank God for my refuge. Thank God for the secret place. Thank you, Lord, just for believing in me, God, so that I can believe in me. Lord, so that I can lift you up. This is all about elevation in Jesus. So I'm just thanking God for a refuge, a safe place, a comforting zone in my all in all. That's what my take is on that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good. Thank you so much. Somebody else. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Somebody else talk on that. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my place of
Amen.
Protection. All right, go ahead. Tell us who you are.
This is Sister Laren from area code 616. And I am reading from the Amplified Bible. Mm-hmm. And I love this Bible because it just breaks the scriptures right down. And what it says here is that those who dwell in the secret place shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. And to me, that is just saying that, that there's no failure. There's no lack. It's just trust. And you can stand on it. You can depend on it. If you stay under His shadow and in His secret place, if you stay with Him, then you will be okay. You know, if you remain stable, if you stand fast, that you will be okay, that things will come to pass. And it says, under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. That means if you're under the Almighty, nothing that comes against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely. And that is so speaks to me and my life with Christ, because so many times man has failed. You know, man can be so wishy-washy. You know, they say one thing and then they do another. But in God, when you lean and rely on Him, He doesn't fail. He always comes through, and you can confidently trust that He has your best interest in mind. You know, He doesn't need anything from you. But when we lean and trust and depend on Him, all things work together for our good. So that's what it means to me.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Almighty. Well, what does that mean to you? He that dwelleth. Does it mean just he or she? That Amplified said those who dwell. In other words, he or she, boy, girl, man, woman, whoever dwells. What does dwell mean to you? You have house.
Area 708, Mother Digby. To me, it means when you give your life to God and you stay with God and you live according to His word, you can depend on God to take care of you. And to dwell, I believe it means to stay there, not just getting in God and jumping out, but stay there and go through your, take your tests and go through. And the more you go through and live for God, the better you get to know God and to depend on God. And God is able to take care of everything. If you just stay with him, he has promised to supply all of our needs. He promised to fight our battles, and he will do just that. But we have a job to do. We stay with the Lord and stay under his protection, and he will take care of us.
Beautiful. God bless you. Yes, yes, he that dwelleth, he or she or that boy, that girl, that man, that woman, he that dwelleth, yeah, to stay there. Yeah, y'all have a dwelling. How long do y'all stay there? Some of y'all been in your dwelling 50 years. Some of y'all been in there 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, 1 day. you want to dwell there. In other words, you continue to live in your dwelling. That's my dwelling. He that dwelleth, he that lives, where? In the secret place of the Most High. Well, it is a secret place. Who can leave your house today and go to the secret place of the Most High? I'll tell you how you do it. You can through prayer. You can talk to him and find him wherever he is, and he's everywhere. He dwells. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, my God. Somebody say, if I go to the east, he's there. If I go to the west, he's there. If I go to the north, he's there. I go to the south, he's there. There's no place that I can go that I cannot find God. He's everywhere. And yet it is the secret place of the Most High. He's in your heart. Amen. How many of y'all can go down in your heart? If you go there, he's there. He that dwells. Get up in the morning. That's what we're doing on the block line, just over and over again, giving him praise, dwelling on this praise, dwelling. Even as we come together, we're dwelling on it. Amen. We keep on saying to you, let's come together, let's be together, let's work together. And we want to continue to live under the shadow of the Almighty. A shadow casts shade. Amen. It's like protection from the sun that may scorch you. Yeah, you got to dwell there so that the things won't harm you. Yeah. Some of y'all, if you're really going through a test, your back's against the wall, I dare you to get under the shadow of the Almighty and go to him in his secret place and tell him all about it. He'll hear your faintest cry and answer by and by. He will come and answer for you. And the reason why most of y'all, are, in fact, to be truthful, the reason why all of y'all are on this line today is because of God's grace and mercy. And if you've been blessed at all, you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. You're under his shadow. He's protected you last night under the shadow of the Almighty. People were breaking in houses everywhere, raping folks, killing folks, but you were protected under the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah, get under that shadow. Stay there. Yeah. So when the SUN or any other thing that comes to, if you don't have any shade under that shadow, comes to basically do damage to you, you want to be under the shadow of God, the Almighty God. I could go on, but I want you, come on. Who wants to talk?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Evangelist Wilson. God is good. I thank God for this passage of scripture because it has really blessed me down through the years. God is our refuge and our strength, and how he protects us if we stay in him and he in us. We have a place to dwell. That's a secret place that we can go to him when we can't talk to nobody else. He's right there for us. He's hiding and shielding us like a hen does a little chicken when the buzzards and things come by. She puts them under her wings. And God is able to keep us under his wings and and his shadow in that secret place where the enemy will not harm us. He can't get to us because we have a refuge. We have somebody we can run to, and we can call upon God because we trust in him. And I thank God for him shielding and taking care of me through danger seen and unseen. You don't know what danger is, but if we stay under the shadows of the wings of God, he will shield us, and he have us buckle in where the enemy can't get to us. I'm so grateful of him, knowing that he is my refuge, somewhere I can go and hide when trouble arises. When tears want to come, I can go to him, and he's able to see and look on my tears and know what they mean. I have a refuge. I have a hiding place in the Lord, and I thank him because I want to stay under the shadows of his wing, because he is my Almighty, and I trust in him. I trust in the Lord, and I go to him when I'm in trouble in my mind, and he brings me out. He is my trust, and he's my fortress, and I love the Lord today.
God bless you. Beautiful, beautiful. If y'all look at that second verse, it kind of answers it for you, and y'all been hitting him very, very well. Thank you, Brother Wilson. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then it answers. You know, the Bible does that. It will ask, make a statement, and then it will answer the statement. Look at verse 2. It says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. I never forget, as a boy, I heard a person read that scripture, and they said, he is my refuge. Amen. Well, I begin to wonder, Lord, what is refuge? But he is my refuge and my fortress. You know, one of the things I like, cowboys and Indians, I like to watch cowboys. Instead of watching all that other mess where folk are doing all kind of debauchery and everything else, you know, you kind of know what's going to be on when you watch that. And one of the things they did in that old day like that, they built fortresses. They had a fortress. It was a area where they dwelled, and they had a big, huge brick wall, you might say. They built around the fortress. That's where they lived. And they built it high, about, 8 feet high, maybe 10 feet high. Why? Because it was protection from them, for them, rather, from the Indians. Amen. And that was on the cowboy movie. But anyway, I will say, it says here, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, a place of protection, and my fortress, to keep folk out, to keep things out, to keep the devil out, to keep me protected. Amen. In that fortress, I can just see, I can see the settlers in that fortress, because I watched those cowboys and Indians. And here are the folks coming trying to destroy them, but they can't get in because there's an 8-foot, 10-foot wall all the way around them. He is my refuge, my protection, and my fortress. That's where I'm living, and there's such a huge.
thunder the shadow of all night. And I will say unto the Lord, He is my refuge, my Father, and my God.
Mm-hmm.
I trust, I will trust Him. He, I trust in Him. He keeps my enemies away. And I read that every day, every night. I read it. When I go to work, I read it. Because wherever I go, I know there's enemies there. And He protects me.
Beautiful mother. Let me ask somebody before we have to close this in just a few minutes here. You know, in my mind, as a visionary, I'm looking all, you know, I don't look at the wall and see a wall. I see Africa. I see India. I see people in Haiti. And look at that scripture. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Many of y'all in nice homes here in America. Got walls up all around your beautiful house. All kind of rooms in the house. Beautiful. Thank God for you. But I'm seeing folks in Haiti still in tents. Yeah. Their walls, that's a tent wall. I'm seeing people in Africa still in tents. And some of them have houses, perhaps. But they're not really strong houses many times. They have to give what they can and build the house. All the in Brazil many times, and other places. They don't have many places, homes like you have in America. But can they say of the Lord, He is my refuge? In a tent, how can the Lord protect them? They don't have brick walls like you do here in America, many of you, or wood walls. He is my fortress. He is my God. Can He be their God, protecting them there? In Him will I trust. Is that the key right there? In Him will I trust?
Yes.
Amen. Say something to the people there all around this world who are listening, over 100 million people, 194 different nations. Come on. The line is open to you. Anybody? Encourage them.
Morning again.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ambassador Elect Charlotte Gray 816. I keep hearing that word shadow in my spirit, and I'm thinking about it as I watch children's channels with my children, how the little kids walk, and then the shadow is right with them. The shadow is covering them. When you step left, the shadow steps left. When you step back, the shadow. That word shadow is just a reflection of the Holy Spirit, how God has continued to cover you so you can't step outside of that line of that shadow. So I just thank God for that word. I keep hearing you say it, and everyone that's came on has said something about the shadow. So I thank God that's the protection of the Holy Spirit, the outer lining covering the inner self. I just thank God for that scripture and knowing that in all things, that shadow, that covering, that refuge, whichever way we want to put it, God is there. He is covering. He is aware. And I just want to give glory to God on that scripture. Thank you so much for this wisdom seminar.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. I'll take one more. Anybody want to help people around the world? Amen. He is your refuge.
God, this is Hagen from Georgia. I was listening. I want to thank God for you, Chief, and thank God for everybody that participated. And right before you closed it, there's a word there that loomed out at me as well, and that word was fortress. And I thought about one of our listeners from Amman, Jordan, and where she was. It was a, you know, war-torn area, and they were still fighting. They fight most every day. And she had to find that place, that fight, that place of safety, that place where she would be safe or be able to resist attacks, and not being able to go to church because she couldn't find any churches in the area because of the danger. And she found us by someone sharing this number. And the amazing thing was she was still under attack, but she had to know who to trust in and where a fortress was. And there were times she would be protected through and by the power of God, because the enemy would come through in the mind gateways and the emotions that try to attack her, get her feeling down, get her doubting that God's going to bring her out and all of that. But if she began to build up her reserve in the Lord, glory be to God, and tap into the fortress, that safe place, assistant, Lord, again, to build her up, to let her know that there is a place in God that she can get that will be safe from the attacks of the enemy. And whenever the enemy comes, she's got that word, she's got that citadel build up to fire back, that the enemy cannot steal her faith, he cannot cause her to backslide. There is that place in God that's keeping her safe. And I just want to thank you for that. There is a place. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. And all of you who spoke, is there one more? I'll take time for you. Is it burning inside of you? Come on, if it is. Anybody else?
Dr. Johnson Wilson again. This is out. That is our security. And hiding under the shadows of his wing and dwelling in the secret places. And God will take care of us. And I was looking at the fourth verse, how it said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckle. So I want to stay where the Lord can keep me buckled in and can watch over me and keep the enemy. He's able to let his angels follow us wherever we go and keep us from all kinds of danger. And I thank him for my refuge, because he is the one that I want to trust in and follow all the days of my life.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I want to say to you all around the world, yeah, dwell in the Lord. Go to your secret closet, whether you're in that tent or wherever, and talk to the Lord. He is your protection. And trust in him. Trust in the Lord until you die. He is your fortress. You've got that wall built up around you. And get in him, and no enemy can destroy you. Yeah, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that will try to rise up against you in judgment, the Lord will condemn it. Just hold to his hand, and God's unchanging hand. Get in him, let him become your protection. It doesn't mean if you're in a tent or whatever, anything can harm you. Just stay in him. If you get under his shadow, he will protect you and bring you out all right. God bless all of you this morning. We love you. We praise God for you. I want to get at least a couple praise reports. Anybody got a praise report, a burning praise report of what the Lord did for you? And you've been waiting to tell it? my. As they say, tell it. Amen. What did God do for you? Did he bless you? All right. Give me a couple people who want to tell of the goodness of Jesus. Make known his deeds before and among the people. All right. Somebody give us a praise report of what God did for you. Now, the line is open to you. Anybody? Amen. Thanks to God. Jump in there.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. I honor the Lord on this morning, and Chief Ambassador Johnson and each one on the line. I am just so grateful, and I praise God for another day that he has blessed me to see. I just want to share on yesterday, I put my mom on the prayer line, and how Chief Ambassador, you prayed for her, and the saints joined in and prayed for her. And I just want you to know, when I ask a prayer, I believe God and I trust God. And I know her mom was going through, she was going through a lot of tiredness, and just my daughter is there with her in the morning. She said, Granny, just don't even try to move too much, cook or anything. She used to every now and then cook a little bit. But then yesterday she told me, she said, Granny got up and cooked us some eggs yesterday. So I thought, well, look at God already making a difference. So, you know, when we ask God to do something, it is for us to believe him and trust him. So I want you to know the difference that it made all right. Just that fast yesterday that the Lord gave her strength to get up and move about. And I'm so grateful, and I thank the Lord for the prayer.
God bless you, and thank God for your mother and for you. May the Lord bless you real good. All right. Give us one more testimony, one more praise report of what God has done for you. Jump in there and tell her the goodness of Jesus. Don't let him bless you like that. And you sit there and not say a word about what he did for you. Come on, jump in there. Give me one more praise report. The line is open to you. Anybody else? Good morning.
This is Sister Cobb in Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know y'all hadn't heard my voice for a while, but I buried my husband on last Saturday, and I want to thank everyone for their prayers, for their support, for just everything on this prayer line. It has been a lifesaver in my life. I've been going through some things, but God has been with me. He's been my leaning post. He's been my guide. And my rejection has been for his protection. And I just love everybody. And I want y'all to continue pray for me that the Lord will continue lead and guide me in the things that he want me to do. Because I'm going through a transition period. I never thought I would have to bury a spouse, but it's something completely different. And it is with God's help I'm getting through it. So y'all continue to pray for me as I go strong in the Lord. Thank y'all for everything, and I love everyone.
All right, Sister Cobb, stay with me for a moment here. I just heard the Holy Ghost speak to me and he told me, he said, open up the line for her and let her give her phone number. Somebody has been through what you're going through, Sister Cobb, and they can help you. I want you to receive that help from them. Somebody has buried a husband. Somebody has buried a wife. Somebody has buried their grandmother or their grandfather. They buried their mother. They buried their father. And they know the pain that you have.
All right.
Give your phone number. I don't normally do this, but I want you to give your phone number and receive the calls from the saints who are going to call you just to help you.
All right, sir. It is area code.
All right, go ahead.
All right, area code 325.
325.
812.
812.
49.
49.
82.
82.
82.
All right, stand by. I want you to give that number again, Sister Cobb, because people are wanting to help.
All right.
They just don't know how.
Okay.
And we're giving them how to help now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you. Heavenly Father, I pray that you touch Sister Cobb. Help the Lord through this storm. Folks have gone home now, and she's there, but you're still there. Even more so now in her darkest hour. Bless her, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, give that number one more time, and then we're going to go to our Wednesday night.
All right.
That is, okay?
Okay, it's 325-812-4982.
One more time.
325-812-4982. And I also want to say, just in case I don't answer, please leave a message because I am doing some business and all that. I may not be able to